On this episode of Chicago Beer Fest, Nick and I drink a little Alarmist and a little Old Irving and drink their collaboration Labise, double hazy gold medal winners. And we talk a little Oak Park and their brewery trail that they're doing. All that more on this episode.
Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad. What's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're going for gold twice. We got the new haze from Alarmist and Old Irving.
Can art of the year. I think we took this back to the early 80s with the clip art on this one.
I guess it's like screams.
Microsoft Paint?
Yeah. Also that we don't care, but also we're the best, so
yeah.
This is what you get.
Lush juice action. 2018-2019 gold medal winners for Hazy IPA. Those are the first 2 years that it was a category.
Right.
So this is a Chicago-style IPA. We're claiming the entire style
at this point. I've had a can of this already, but then also to the side we have LaJuice and Beezer to try alongside to see like maybe if you just blend the two, do you get the same beer?
Right, right. So we can a little deconstructed LaBeez on the side of this double gold.
Mm-hmm. Right off, it's. Juicy, it's sweet, but it's like both of those beers. It's not overpowering. It still screams IPA. It has that bitter bite to it, but we were drinking this black IPA too, so maybe that's messing up my palate right now.
Grapefruit meets sweet orange. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
Yeah. they both, like, LaJuice and Beezer, I think, come in around, or Beezer comes in at 6.9, LaJuice comes in at 6, but then LaBeezer comes in at 6.9, so I'm feeling like the influence of Beezer may be a little stronger here.
Yeah, now this was done at Alarmist. This is a DDH IPA. Now, I think, if I remember the story, I think they all use the same yeast. Mm-hmm. Was it Omega yeast that sat right next to Lake Effect?
Right.
Right, that closed recently, right?
I saw that the sign's still there and everything. So,
okay.
But I think it's closed, yeah.
But I think once you factor in the cider crew, Eris, and they, because I got to be sharper with the stats here. The year that Alarmist took gold, the crew Eris took bronze in the same category.
Yeah.
And I think the connection was that they all use the same yeast from Omega.
I remember the day that Alarmist won was also the Oak Park Microbrew, not the one you and I went to because we went the year after that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Maeve and I were there, and he didn't win that year. Maybe it was.
I think it was. We were at. One of us was at. We might have been the helicopter one, the Helicopter Fest. Beer Hoptacular.
Yeah, is that when he won? Man, I'm like blanking. I'm getting
well, because you missed a whole year, so
yeah,
it is confusing. So Gary Gulley was pouring at Alarmist. He was pouring Alarmist at Beer Hoptacular, at the helicopter pad in Little Italy. So still a bizarre scene.
That was Oktoberfest time.
Well, yeah, GABF is usually like late September, early October. So okay. That's right. That's still on pace.
Okay.
Yeah. So he didn't make the trip because he only submitted the one beer.
Didn't think he was going to win.
And didn't think he was going to win. He said the way he found out is that his wife caught him crying.
Yeah, someone was watching like the live stream because he had to get to the fest.
Exactly.
So he was like out the door. I think he was like honked his horn to the brewer that was also pouring at the fest. And he's like, wait, we won. He's like, get down. We got to go. What?
Yeah, so that was a cool story. We have a pic of him on the feed of like the day he won.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think I hit you and you were like, yeah, make sure you get his ass on the show. Okay. Something like that.
Yeah. All right. So we just opened up LaJuice to kind of see what. Yeah, it does say 2018 on the can. So.
Yeah.
Man, dates and time. Yeah, we lost a year. So where? Who won gold this year then? 2020. I think it was the East Coast.
Yeah, Chicago lost a streak, but yeah. I couldn't tell you. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good. We should find out.
So drinking LaJuice, it's much more pillowy, like fluffy. I feel like there might be lactose in LaJuice.
Yeah.
So it has that, more softer feel to it than anything else. I'm not 100% sure if it has lactose in it. It doesn't say on the can. I feel like it would say on the can if it did.
No, because then it's a, it's not hazy. Well, I take that back. It could be a hazy IPA with lactose in it.
Not 100% sure on that. But it does feel softer, right? There's not as much bite. It's lighter. It's more approachable. Easy to get into.
Exactly. It's a lot more, I think you used the term, it's rounder, right?
Yeah. And then I feel like I got to go into the Beezer right away before we lose our train of thought here. But I feel like Beezer is a little more aggressive, which makes more sense because the year Alarmist won was also the first year Hazy IPA was a category, right?
Yeah.
So the judging for that, it's tough to say what they're looking for in that first year, right? So this one being like a easy, approachable thing probably appeal to the judges a little bit more.
Spellbinder took gold this year. Spellbinder from Wren House Brewing. Wren is Wren. I know nothing of them.
Okay. Now, all right, I just poured some Beezer here. We've drinking a lot of Beezer. We had some double Beezer, some triple Beezer back-to-back recently.
It's cool that we get to drink the parts of LaBeeze. Is it LaBeeze? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking can, man. It's some weird shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Beezer is, it's missing that pillow feeling, the softness, the delicate touch, but it's a little more aggressive in the hops, which it's kind of like a preference.
I would say so. There's a nice bittering finish. And then also, I get bitter hops on the aromatics too. It's like a very sharp kind of.
Yeah, it smells a little more.
Like the herbal notes are like more concentrated on the bees.
Yeah. Man. So do we blend them? Do you mix them and see?
Little cuvee here.
Does it happen? Do they come together as one, or is?
Yeah. What is the backstory on the bees? As far as like.
I think that just the fact that they wanted to make sure. There are two Chicago breweries that both took home gold back-to-back years, and so it was like, we should do a collaboration. And so that's how it came to be.
Yeah, I wonder how the same type of beer, they're clearly different when you have them apart, so I wonder like how they came together.
It's not really working as a blend. It's not bad.
The bees kind of is more present than the LaJuice.
In the blend? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's also more present in the actual LaBeeze as well.
I think in the taste on the LaBeeze, there's more of the LaJuice.
Yeah.
In the mid palate and on the finish, there's more LaJuice present.
All right. Man. All right. We got to get into the episode here. We're like dissecting this.
I mean, this is fun, though, man. Interesting,
yeah.
And then I think, these are two crews that if you were betting money on those categories, the first 2 years that they ever existed, I don't know if a lot of people would have put a lot of money on the Bees or, you know, Beezer or LaJuice put taking gold in those categories. So this is a very big deal for Chicago, very big deal for them, for them and for these crews.
If you're given one or the other, like just straight up, you go to the bar, be like, we only have these two beers. Which one are you going with?
That's tough. I'm not going to lie. I've always been partial to LaJuice over most in the style.
Yeah.
I love Beezer. I think the can artwork on Beezer is a little cooler. And I like Beezer. So it's really 1 and 1A. I don't think 1's like a completely, clearly the better option.
Right.
I think they're both. I think they're very close.
Yeah. I think I've had more LaJuice than Beezer. So I would probably go LaJuice because I know what I'm getting in for. I just know it hits me in the feels. So.
Yeah, I like the texture. I think I like the texture. I like that. I'm not big on like oranges and which ones are sweeter than others, but whatever that ripe, juicy orange flavor is in LaJuice, I prefer that over the kind of bitter orange peel thing going on in Bees at the end of the day because they're tall boys, right? And you'd be drinking.
You got a lot of it to drink. Yeah.
So I like the texture and I like the flavors just a little bit more in LaJuice.
Oh man. But this is a full-on alarmist day for us over at the studio because we shot a reel with this Ajuice, this black IPA, which we may do a YouTube video on as well because we have a whole freaking crawler of it.
Probably still got 18 ounces left in that joint.
I know, yeah. And Nick likes black IPAs way more than I do.
It's true. I think we were having it in our reel. You know, it says Ajuice, so we went and got some Italian beefs. Found a Chicago song and we started dipping the beefs, you know, it's Chicago. but I think Brad brought up a point about how, you know, it's got such a bold, layered flavor that when you're having it with food, I don't know how complimentary it is with food. Like on its own, it's a different ballgame, but with food, it's kind of like, they're like you said, they're fighting each other.
it's black IPAs are like beers you maybe have in the park or... If you're like camping, like I could see a black IPA around a fire. That's perfect because it has that roastiness and has the little bit of a, I don't know, like almost smoke to it because of the roast. So,
yeah,
that's me.
And then almost like, you know, even with like the Czech lager, the black Czech lager, like I had at Maplewood a couple weeks ago, it was like, all right, cool. I don't want a lager. I want something different. But I still want a lager, so give me the black Czech lager. But then when I had it, I'm like, all right, cool. It came in a cool glass, and I had the one. Mm-hmm. But I have no interest in getting a second one, right? Like it's more like that, too. It doesn't have the drinkability of your straight-up IPA. No.
But we're drinking all this Alarmist because I stopped in there. I had it. It was tough because I wanted to go for the Ajuice when it was released because we had to have that on the show. But then Lebezer was... coming out, so I was like, well, hopefully I can get both, and I was able to grab both. It's LaJuice.
It is LaJuice, so it might be
LaBees. So I had to go in and pick up LaBees, and if Ajuice was there, I was going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was only in crawlers.
I didn't know that either. Is that the rollout? Like,
I guess they didn't have any 4-packs, so either they're already gone or I didn't see any of those. But they did say, as I was picking up LaBees, he's like, this is the fastest we've ever sold beer.
That's some wild shit.
Yeah, because LaJuice was released Chicago Craft Beer Week in 2018. And they, I think, overestimated maybe what they were going to get out of it. So they had like a line and mm-hmm. like you walked to the brewery and I just like roll up on my bike and he's like, yeah.
Right, right.
But now this one is selling out fast. They said this was all they had. What was in the cooler? He's like, that's it. So I was like, all right, give me 2 packs.
And I don't think they're a crew that doesn't, you know, just the head guy, Gary Gulley, they don't take themselves too seriously, you know, pantsless. The flagship beer is literally a dude.
We look at this fucking pants down. This is not a serious.
And I think people dig that, you know. I know I do. Every time I see this can, I'm like, these dudes are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, LaJuice can is nice now because it's like an actual printed can.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're making a lot of this. Let's get some printed cans.
Oh, because this is the one that's probably got them in like hotels and restaurants that they, you and know, the wasn't on the radar probably.
Grocery
at first.
Stores.
Exactly.
You can't roll up to a hotel with this. No one's going to be like, give me that clip art beer for $12 or whatever the hotel price might be.
Yeah, there's some funny shit. Will this hit distro? Question mark is on the side of the V's.
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't think they made enough of it.
Man.
I wonder if they'll make a version over at Old Irving now. So that should be.
Oh, yeah. Run it back and put it in and then change the dude, this fucking, this can is legit as fuck. The Old Irving can. I love that, man.
Nice. Their design is good. Maybe do it at Old Irving and call it Juicer flip or it. Something.
Yeah. Jews, yeah.
User.
Yeah.
That was my only stop, and I just happened to be up that way, and it all kind of worked out perfectly.
Right on.
I love stopping in there and seeing what's up.
Yeah. Right on. Saginaw, Chicago. Hello.
Yeah. How about you, Nick? You were drinking some Chug Life.
Yeah, man. Rolling to the studio with a little Chug Life. I finally hit up one of Logan Square's newest breweries, fucking the Mars Community Club. Okay. So this is a satellite operation, satellite Mars tap room. It's like
appropriately named for Mars. You gotta have a satellite.
It's the Community Club, man. So they give you these huge kind of because you know they ran that Mash Tun that printed periodical. So they clearly have like these print. Real, so they give you these huge printout posters, but they're not the ones you roll up, they're the folded ones.
A map,
yeah, okay. And they're paper,
okay.
So it's kind of it's kind of difficult, but I mean, it's cool, you know, you unroll it and you got like four of them. Their design, their aesthetic with all the artwork kind of reminds you a little bit of McKellar. Do you get that vibe from them too?
Yeah, a little bit. So doodly mixed with like simple. Mixed with like a refined color palette, I guess.
Yeah, because the colors are never like really sharp, but it's a wide range of these kind of this type of color. So, but you go in there and like we said in previous shows, I'm just glad that they're in Logan, because you know getting to Bridgeport is it's just not on the schedule a lot most of the time.
Totally.
So I was excited about that. There is a Ranch Red Hot right around the corner there. Mm-hmm.
Wormhole second location is also right there.
Coffee shop right next door, you know.
And Marjorie's we mentioned.
Shit, and it's right off Milwaukee. So Acheval's walking distance from there. Uh-huh. You know, you go up just a little bit. You know, is it Tapster? No, Navigator Tap Room, where the you pour it yourself, mm-hmm. is right there. And then boom, after that is Rev.
Yeah.
You know.
Keep going. You got Hopewell.
Hopewell and
Pilot Project
and the Asian joint. Bishi.
Bishi.
The one we never talk about.
Yeah.
They got a nice upstairs. They got a nice little outdoor sitch at Bishi. Oh, but yeah, it's right in the middle of all this stuff, which is kind of cool. So,
did you go on the roof? Was the roof open?
See, I don't know if there's a roof, man. I can't confirm it. I didn't go on the roof. Let me start there.
I've seen heads.
Man, I want to go on the roof.
There's some sort of roof, but I don't know, is the roof the wormhole roof?
Should I want to go on the roof?
Mars roof? Is it the, because is Mars two floors?
No, that's what I'm saying.
What's on the second floor?
Like, you're talking about all this roof shit, and I'm just like, dude, I don't know what Brett's talking about, man. I mean, I believe you. There's a roof.
Yeah, so maybe
it's a building. It's got to be.
Is it offices? Like, for the whatever, the offices have roof access, but actual people don't?
I think it's something you got to ask about, because, you know, they got a kitchen. And, you know, the kitchen's right there. Coffee shop's right there. But, no, I didn't know to ask about the roof. I didn't see an elevator or nothing.
I don't know.
So.
Yeah.
Now you're making me wonder. I'm glad there's a coffee shop there, though, because if they share a roof, then you can go up and have coffee and then have beer after your meetings. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So, Mars, any other stops or pickups this past week?
Shout out to Oak Park, Illinois. I went out to the Wild Onion Tide House.
Okay,
Tide House is such a funny phrase to me. I don't know why.
I remember we were hanging out there before the fest started last or not last year, 2 years ago.
That's right. So they're doing something out there called the Oak Park Beer Trail. So they want to get visitors to come out to Western Cook County and check out Visit Oak Park. So they're giving you like a little passport, and then you know, what are the stops in Oak Park? There,
Oak Park Brewery. Mm-hmm. There is the Tide House, and there is
Kingslager, and then there's One Lake Brewing Company.
Yeah. So you have four little stops there. Are they close?
You know, I started at Wild Onion, and I was gonna go to One Lake next, and then I just, you know, I just didn't. So.
There's another brewery like right not too far. I don't think that's still Oak Park, but it's in like the town right after the neighbor.
Oh yeah, you're talking. If you keep going west, you run into, I think it's Forest Park, and then Exit Strategy is out there. Is that who you're thinking of? And then you go to Berwyn.
Yes, it is Exit Strategy because it's in like this little downtown, and they're right there. That place is nice.
I think that's.
We're not talking about Oak Park here.
Franklin, I think that's.
Yes.
Is that Franklin Park? It's one. It's
Jefferson. No, not Jefferson. No. It's, not Garfield.
It's Forest Park.
Forest Park.
It's Forest Park. Yeah.
So that's Exit Strategy. Okay, so Exit Strategy is not part of this, but it could be a fifth little.
If you're feeling frisky after the four, you keep going and you hit up Exit Strategy.
All right. So we've had One Lake, you were saying. We're talking about Oak Park Microbrew before. And it's, you know, the show always comes together.
Right. Because we went and then we took a cab to the Big North.
So we had One Lake.
One Lake there. That's when we met him.
Was that in the back area?
Yeah, over by the whatever they're calling the brew that everyone makes, Replicale.
Yeah.
So Oak Park was set up next to Replicale, and then there was like Asian inspired brewery that was doing some. You remember these guys?
That was Asian. I do remember that because the pancake place was also over there.
Oh, Flapjacks.
Flapjacks was in that same spot.
Flapjacks, right?
That was what is that? So One Lake is the Asian.
One Lake was next to the Asian joint.
What happened to the Asian spot?
I know. I have a sticker. I don't remember what happened to them.
Shit, they were kind of cool.
And their stuff was fine. And you know, they were using it wasn't Asian for the sake of Asian with like artwork. They were like actually infusing it with like, you know, things you don't find in beer. Right. Typically.
I think they had a rice lager. Yeah. They might have had like a green tea or jasmine beer.
Shit like that. Like they were really trying to weave the Asian theme into the ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever happened to them?
I don't know. I forgot their name. But you have a sticker.
I do have a sticker. I got to find the sticker.
Look them up.
Got to go in my sticker bag.
Again,
now.
Not in Oak Park, but. They were in
Stop bringing up breweries not in Oak Park during the Oak Park segment.
What happened to that brewery?
One Lake is weird. I mean, I haven't been, but just in from a distance, the name, because there ain't no lakes in Oak Park, so.
It's probably a retention pond.
Ever since you told me about property taxes in Oak Park, that's all I can think about when anyone says Oak Park. Yeah. But and I was joking, like, what if they have like a gigantic underground lake when you go to one?
It's like secret. Welcome to Oak Park.
And we're the gatekeepers of this secret fucking lake.
You have access to the lake, and we also give you a boat.
So they're on the tour. I meant to go to the other stops. I did. I went to only Wild Onion. That was my first stop.
But that's like your homies there.
You know, I was comfortable. No, socks were playing. I look up. It's 8 o'clock. I'm like, we got to do this Oak Park Trail thing another day. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
But Wild Onion, there are other breweries in Grays Lake?
Barrington.
Barrington.
Lake Barrington.
Lake Barrington. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, not too far. Like, kind of super far north.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is their second location. So they're doing like cream ale on nitro, you know, pineapple IPA.
Was it busy?
There's quite a few people in there.
Okay. I only ever go to Oak Park for Oak Park Microbrew.
Same. I love the cobblestone streets. Yeah. That fest, you know, they invite the townspeople to come, so you don't need a ticket to walk through the fest. Yeah. That's one of the unique things. And it sits on these cobblestone streets. That's also cool. And then it's technically a suburb, even though it borders the city. And the Greenlands right there could take you downtown.
It's kind of like Evanston.
But all the suburban breweries that would never show up at like Beer Hoptacular because it's a city event, it's too far. They somehow are all very comfortable going to Oak Park.
Yeah.
So when we were there, we drank, you know, your microphones and your, you know, Metal Monkeys. Oh, Metal Monkeys. And, like, you know, and your Little Beavers, you know, and, you know, shit like that. Tribes Ale House. All this kind of shit that we might not see at the city parties. Right. You see it all in Oak Park. So
I kind of hope, I have my fingers crossed that Oak Park Microbrew may happen this year. As what? They're saying July 1st, we're at 100 or whatever it goes in Chicago.
Okay, Sox games are like tripling their capacity.
Yeah, and so. Then the CDC today said, basically, if you've been vaxxed, you're good, bro.
How do you enforce that?
Basically, they're saying this shit's over.
They're saying it's over.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Please get vaxxed, but this shit's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, you know, it's done. It's like we're done. The government's done shelling out checks, and it's like, hey, it's back to business as usual.
Right, yeah, but.
Shit, that means you got to go in the office now.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to go in the office. But no one, you know, I don't think they'll make people or ask people to go back, especially in Chicago, until after the summer. Because trying to convince people to be like, hey, come back to the office, it's 80 degrees outside.
When you look at September 2021, you're talking like a year and a half of the economy being shut down. So
yeah,
you're, you know, on the fast track to 2 years of being shut down. And I guess everyone's like, hey, we don't really care anymore. We got to get this fucking money train rolling again.
We have money. People aren't getting sick. We're under. It's like 3% people that get this now. Yeah. So you're good. Just if you want to get the vax and make sure you don't get it. So and get the virus. So that's kind of where it's at. And so we're open July 1st. So I feel like Oak Park Microbrew might
Yeah, that's a fantastic party.
It's an outdoor event too. I feel like it would be a good one. Maybe tickets aren't as many as they are, but it's an open fest, so I don't know how they're gonna like police that.
Yeah,
but maybe that's the one they're like, cool, we're also in the suburbs, so we get to play by a little different rules. Let's go.
It's one of the better parties of the whole calendar year. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like that's in the middle of July or August.
I have to. That sounds about right. I feel like August.
Yeah.
August sounds right.
Because it could be super hot. Yeah. Nice. So Oak Park. Man, you're all over the place. You're over on Southside, Oak Park, up in Rogers Park. You're getting around.
You know, I'm more comfortable drinking, you know, at places.
Far away from home.
Far, far away. You know, and you got to get out the house. You know, it's driving me nuts. You know?
Sure.
So.
Nice. All right. Cool. Any other spots? Anywhere else?
Man, you know, I think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I didn't make anywhere. I didn't really see any news. The only thing I saw on beer Twitter where people were going kind of weird about the worst beer blog guy was possibly back, or there's a fake account.
Yeah, I don't really understand. Well, he talks about, I don't really know what he talks about. He talks about, like, what does he talk about? Just all that she doesn't like in beer?
I think right? All the ridiculousness.
Okay.
In beer. So I saw that, but I don't necessarily like engage with beer Twitter, and neither does Chicago Beer Pass on like a level. So I'm kind of like removed from what's happening, and then it seems like a lot of drama when I go in there. I'm like, whoa, yeah. What are you guys? You guys are arguing about some weird thing.
Beer Pass is more like, you know, we're like Chicago's house band. Like, we play the tunes. We don't really take a ton of requests, but, you know, we're there for you every week.
You're playing, there. You can count on us.
Playing the tunes, you know.
Probably see us around.
Playing songs that you love, you know.
Talking smack.
You know.
Somebody.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just... But we, yeah, engagement, I don't know if is our thing. We definitely don't engage. Because then you got to talk to people.
On the beer Twitter. But if we see you out if we're going to see you out in person now, as we open back up, we're going to engage.
Yeah, we're regular folks in person. For sure.
We're not just internet personalities. Cool. But I think that does it. This Mabee's is pretty nice. I think it is the best of both of them.
It's such a cool celebration of the Chicago scene, you know, and the Northwest Side and Hayes and, you know, and it's like super local. Like, I doubt if this shit makes it outside the city. Yeah.
Right.
I doubt if this shit makes it past the next 2 weeks.
I think it's already gone. I don't know. I haven't noticed them announce that they're sold out, but the way they were kind of talking, it was going fast.
Yeah. And I hope it kind of like, I like that. I like this hyper local, super fun, double gold medal winning thing. It's just, it makes me happy.
Right. And they did say when I got there, he's like, we should just do, like, the beer was selling so fast. He's like, we should just do collaborations all the time because people get hyped. I think we said this very early on or mid-pandemic that this year was going to be about collaborations because you got to get people to go to these other breweries. You got to get people to move around.
And people like new. That's what we kind of dinged Ballast Point about that before they closed. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you're in the middle of downtown. If you just had a rotation, instead of making your little three-barrel beer every week, just have a rotation of collabs with everyone and encourage them to come down to a cool neighborhood to eat and drink.
Yeah. And I could buy Ballast Point beer cheaper at the grocery store and not go there and get the other ones I don't like.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins with collabs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm more likely to go to a new place if there's a collab.
So I think we continue to see this, and I bet we talked about Half Acre and
this little Hefeweizen pen is like my favorite thing to play with.
We talked about Hop Butcher for the World and Half Acre. I could see them having a collaboration beer to one celebrate the torch passing, opening, and I think that would be a great way to like. Welcome then to the neighborhood. All the people that are like the Half Acre loyalists in that neighborhood are probably like super pissed that they're leaving, but hey, you got these guys now.
Which, you know, they're no slouch. I think if anybody walks in there at joint, I think, you know, Hop Butcher for the World is on the short list of folks you want to walk through those doors at fucking the place that Half Acre built for sure.
Yeah.
So that's probably the coolest story the whole year. Yeah.
All right. We're going to get out of here. I think we're going to do a video with some hot juice for YouTube. So look for that. And we still got the Maybach that I picked up from Alarmist, too.
Really?
That we'll be drinking at some point here. But I don't know. Is there a Maybach season?
Yeah, it's spring.
Oh, it's spring. So we gotta drink it before it's this summer.
They got a Maybach?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Thaw. It's called Thaw.
Thaw.
Yeah. Sitting in my stack of beers in the corner of my house. So we got to get to it. Cool. Well, Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter. Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, you can see our stupid, stupid reels.
They're dumb. They're very dumb.
The bear is still the winner.
Bear is number one.
Can we top it?
Number one in the power rankings is the bear one.
If you have any ideas for how we top the bear, let us know.
We're all ears.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.